Hi, this is Scott Brown. Today we're going to have a look at something that a lot of businesses don't really understand when it comes to hiring, and they don't understand how important it is to get it right. And what I talk about here is attractables. Now, what are attractables? Well, generally speaking, they are what makes your business attractive to any potential employee, and a reason why that employee will want to work with you, your business, and your people. So let's have a look at it in a very broad sense, first of all. And I want to kind of look at what other businesses are doing to do that and to create those attractables. Now, about 12 months ago, there was a survey release called the Dream Employers Survey. And these are essentially the top places that people want to work. As you can imagine, some of the big names are there. The likes of Google, Coca-Cola, NetApp, and others. They are consistently there. They provide a fantastic environment for employees. And they're a well-known identifiable brand as well. So there's a natural correlation between employees who want to work there and the brand in which they are accustomed to. However, there are a couple of businesses that really weren't widely known. I speak of two in particular. One was Sydney Water, and another, OMD. No, not the 80s synthpop band, OMD. But what they were was really unknown quantities in the general market. They were hardly household names, but still, they had enough power and enough pulling power to make their way towards the top of the most attractive places to work in this country. So, how did this occur? How did two businesses, relatively unknown, with one in particular focused purely on one market in Sydney, how did that happen? Claims of vote rigging can't really be sustained, as really a deeper look into the reasons behind their choice offers some explanation. What was found was there was a distinct policy towards employee engagement and interaction, which led to very high levels of job satisfaction and a very strong sense of loyalty to the employer. And so it would be no surprise, really, that the ability to attract employees based on this recognition within these businesses significantly improved. So, what does that mean for any business? Whether you're a small business with two or three employees, whether you're a medium business with 50 or 60, a large business with a couple hundred, or you're an international business with thousands of employees, what you do at the base level, at the interactive level between you as an owner or a CEO or a director or a manager and your employees can create an impression amongst those employees that can push your attractiveness to anybody outside of your business to a higher level and probably one that you haven't yet experienced. How good would it be if you had top employees or top candidates knocking on your door, inquiring about potential jobs within your market and within your employer? How good would that feel? I mean, it's great to get good customers and retain good customers and build on that and build into new development areas. But also, too, you are looking at an area that really does identify that you are doing a good job. So, what does it take to make your business attractive to a potential employee? Well, let's look at a few things. First of all, let's look at the purpose of your business. Now, the purpose, sure, you are in a business to do a particular thing, if you like. So if you're a plumber, you're in there to be the best plumber possible. If you're an accountant, you want to get those figures right. If you're an IT company, you want to make sure that there is no downtime for any business. But aside from that, the purpose is also how you sit within the community. And really, it can be a plethora of ways that you could do that. Do you support local businesses in turn? Do you support sporting teams? Do you support local business chambers? Do you provide what shall we say, an apprenticeship or a traineeship or a work experience model, for example? Do you allow your employees to work on a part-time or a casual basis in some sort of philanthropic work? All those kind of things create purpose. And then from that, as an automatic result of that creation of purpose, is the creation of identity. You are now placing yourself within your community, within your environment, as someone who stands a bit taller. And that identity itself pops yourself above all others and highlights you and your business as someone who is really a part of the wider community. Okay, so you've got a bit of a presence outside of your business. What about internally? One of the key things that happened, why those businesses, those relatively unknown businesses, got up to the top employee list or top employer list is really around how the staff interacts. And staff feedback is important. So really, look at your staff. Look at the feedback you're getting. Work on that feedback. Change if necessary. And create an environment that encourages engagement, that encourages productivity, and that encourages a sense of unity and loyalty. That in itself will be a major attractive component to your business. And when it comes to your employees referring colleagues, ex-colleagues, friends, networks to you as a good employer, that is going to sit absolutely brilliantly with your growth strategies. And let's be honest, if we are going to be a part of any sort of growth, it is our people that are going to be the result of that. There's one last thing though. Let's get something out in the air. Is there a fear that you do not have the competitive edge to attract the top people? Sure, you may not be a Coca-Cola or a Google or a NetApp, but you in yourself have a business that you want to grow. And you have the power really to be a part of the environment, the community, and the overall business structure that will give you a little beacon of light to say, hey, I'm an attractive employer. You don't need massive marketing budgets. You don't need huge PR campaigns. All you need to do is to realize that the power to create an attractive organization is within that organization. It is you as a leader, it is your people as employees, and it is your standing as a business that will provide those attractive tools. Do that and watch the top staff, top candidates, top potential employees start knocking on your door. Thanks very much. This is Scott Brown.